Hello, this is Absolute Deicide from the Grunt Free Press podcast, the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com, your go-to site for video game news and reviews and garbage, and usually just me being lazy and fucking not putting anything up, and just that's why I put my Hitbox stream right on the site, because I'm like, fuck it, you know what I want to do? You know what I'd rather be doing than fucking recording these podcasts for you assholes and fucking writing like a douchebag and fucking all that? I'd rather be playing video games because I enjoy them. I don't know why I'm starting on such a fucking shitty note, but whatever. Well, let's go right into it. Absolute Deicide, gruntfreepress.com. Go there. That's your place to go. Start off with the podcast. I mean, I'm gonna go a little deep cut behind the scenes here. Don't know if you noticed. I know you've probably, if you're kind of like me, you've had the fucking Goonies theme song stuck in your head for some reason. I mean, I don't know. Fucking Cyndi Lauper's Goonies are good enough song. I don't know why that would come up, but I ended the last podcast as I was editing. I threw that in there, fucking for a closing gift. I fucking threw it in there. Just again a little bit behind the scenes. Grunt Free Press news. It's just how the show, you know, show you how the fucking soup gets made. Whatever the fuck, whatever that little saying is. How the whatever. I don't know how the fucking sausage gets made. That's it. Yeah, fucking sausages in your fucking in your head. I mean, fucking basically the show in a nutshell. It's just fucking me. Like, I get shit in my head. Like, fucking whatever. Fucking get the fucking mental illness that's inside of my head out and fucking into a digital format where you can download it, and it goes in your ears and fucking hopefully gets in your head. And if you're one of the unfortunate bastards that listen to it, you know, I'm just trying to share here what's going on inside my soul, my fucking soul reaver. So I fucking whatever, dude. For whatever reason, I had fucking this fucking stupid Cyndi Lauper Goonies Are Good Enough song stuck in my head, and I'm just like, fucking whatever, fucking put it in there. And then I'm like, fucking, like, as I'm editing, I'm like, fucking, it's still in my fucking head. I'm like, fucking, go to YouTube and watch the video, the fucking Goonies Are Good Enough video, and man, I'll tell you something, I'm just gonna make a quick recommendation here. I don't know if it's a fucking recommendation or a warning, either or, but I mean, fucking, it's something. The fucking, that music video is something to watch. Yeah, it's like a fucking 80s time capsule if I ever fucking saw one. It's broken up into two parts. So, I mean, if you're going into it right now, I'll let you pause. Maybe pause the podcast. I'll let you watch it and come back. Just remember, it's two parts. Watch both of them. You don't want to miss the epic ending. So, go ahead and do that. I'll wait. Not for too long, but all right. I'm back. You're back. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's just fucking nuts. I mean, I'm fucking, again, I'm not fucking like a huge, like, you know, I don't fucking watch it just for like, my fucking childhood, like whatever. I don't, you know what I mean? I fucking like whatever. If I play like older shit, or I talk about older shit or watch older movies, it's not because I'm like, oh, I want to fucking relive, like whatever. I'm just fucking like, man, fucking, what is, It's just nuts watching. You know, I fucking watched that. It's just a fucking a time capsule. It's fucking, it's crazy. Fucking more than anything I fucking can think of. Should be put in a fucking museum or something. I mean, you got fucking you know, Cyndi Lauper. She's all in fucking like bright fucking clothes, fucking plaid pants, fucking giant buttons everywhere, all over her clothes and shit. And you get a bunch of fucking pro wrestlers in there for like no reason at all, just because whatever. I guess it's because it's the fucking 80s. You get fucking Rowdy Roddy Piper in there, fucking Iron Sheik, fucking very end of spoilers. Not to spoil it, you've already watched it, I'm sure. But Andre the Giant shows up at the end and fucking saves the day. Fucking Steven Spielberg's fucking in there, fucking halfway through a little fucking like meta fucking fourth wall breaking shit. Then, you know, the kids from the fucking Goonies are in there. It's like, it's fucking like Sean Astin from fucking, you know what I mean? That kid from fucking whatever, Lord of the Rings and shit. He's pretty big name now, but I mean, the entire cast is in there. It's like, man, Jesus Christ, man. I don't know. I mean, not to dwell on it too much, but talk it up. I mean, but pretty safe to say it's probably the greatest thing in the world. Probably the best thing ever made by anybody. Just to be humble about it, I guess. Video games, I think, is what the podcast is about. I think that's what I'm talking about. Just fucking go through what I played during the week. Dead or Alive 5, I was still in a fucking fighting game mood. And other games weren't fitting the bill for quenching that fighting game need. Street Fighter 5 sucks dick. I just kept going with Dead or Alive 5 and just fucking, just keep playing. I'm like, man, I'm just fucking just floored with fucking how good it looks. I mean, fucking every time I'm like, oh yeah, fucking Dead or Alive, I played this, but then you fucking like whatever. As soon as I boot it up, I'm just like, dude, this fucking game just looks so good and has no right to look that good, but it does. As doing fucking, like, you know, some of the stages you're fighting in, like, the desert and shit, and just, fighting against this chick in, like a black fucking robe, like a fucking, like, Grim Reaper type fucking robe, and, you go and fucking, as you fucking, like, you know, she gets knocked down and shit, and as you can see, like, her fucking robe just getting, like, sandy and shit, like, sandier and sandier, and fucking the fucking dirt and the sand's fucking building up, it's fucking nuts. I mean, even, Some of the other costumes, I think some of the newer costumes do this, like fucking the ones that just came out last month, I think, the fucking new ones they bought. And as you're going, they'll fucking, like, as you're taking damage, they'll start, like, tearing up, they'll rip, they'll, it was one chick I started, I had her in this, like, nun costume, like this fucking, like, yeah, it was fucking, most of the game, the girls are on, like, fucking bikinis and shit, and that's fucking why, you know, the game gets a lot of shit, I guess. It's just fucking, like, or why I like it, and it's just, like, dude, these fucking girls, like, barely wearing nothing going, and I'm fucking, like, this girl is just fucking, like, almost like a leather, like, armored fucking, like, nun outfit, and it's fucking, like, yeah, that looks cool. It reminds me of fucking Hitman Absolution, like, the fucking nuns in there. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I'm like, no, it doesn't show any fucking anything, but, like, whatever, fucking everything's, like, covered except their face, you know? And you keep playing, and as you're getting fucking beat and shit, take some hits and do it like survival mode, so it's going on forever. She's just getting fucking, you know, beaten up and shit, and then it's just fucking like, as it goes, it's fucking like, she's just like tears, you know, at first it gets like dirty and shit, and then it starts like tearing, and like at the end, she's just fucking like in, like pretty much just like a slutty fucking nun outfit. I'm like, dude, that's pretty fucking cool. It's all fucking like, her like fucking, you know, dress and shit, it's all like torn up. I'm like, dude, that's fucking cool. But gameplay-wise, again, not the greatest fucking at fighting games. I'm trying to get better. It's kind of my goal. this generation, fucking like Killer Instinct came out and all that. To get better, I'm just trying to break some old habits. You know, dead or alive, you can fucking there's a block button. You can hold back, or you can, you know, there's an actual block button and. You block, you know, high, low, fucking whatever. And then fucking, you know, if you just hold it, you'll block. But if you press it, in a direction, you can, counterattack, I guess. Like, you do, like, a reversal, if you want to call it that. Like, you'll, like, grab, like, someone will kick, you hit a... See, I can't fucking remember. It's either back or towards and block, and you'll, you know, depending if it's a kick or a punch, like high and low, is in direct, whatever. But, if you just hold in the button, like you'll fucking block the attack. Then if you fucking press it in the direction, like you fucking, like, you know, you'll put your hand, you'll put your arm out and fucking, like, grab it and fucking, like, whatever. Do, like, a counterattack. I think it's back and blocks for punches, and then, like, forward and blocks for kicks. And then if you whiff it, you know what I mean? If you try to go for it and you fucking whiff, I mean, you're fucked. I mean, you're just open to getting attacked. You can't block because you fucked up, you know? And the window for fucking, like, countering rather than just, like, holding the block button's pretty small, and I fucking, you know, I fuck it up a lot, and I fucking just whiff. It's tough, and I'm trying to, I always make the mistake, like, instead of playing it safe and just fucking blocking, I try to do those, the counterattacks, and I always fuck it up. So I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to fucking break those habits. Not going so well. Yeah, fucking, but yeah, keep, I'm trying to keep at it, I guess is what I'm saying. It's just, it's tough. It's fucking hard to do. So I played that for a little bit, and then I moved on to, yeah, Dead or Alive 5, fucking definitely two thumbs up on that. I'm even thinking about, like, rating a review at some point, like, going through the story again. It's like, dude, I fucking looked at my time played, and it's, like, well over, like, 100 hours, you know what I mean? I fucking played the shit out of that fucking game, but I'm like, ah, I fucking never wrote a review for it. It was fucking, like, whatever, but, that might be a thing to do, if I ever get ambitious. What I did write a review for, however, is the new Walking Dead Telltale game called The Walking Dead, Michonne, Episode 1, In Too Deep. So it's pretty much the first episode of, I think this one's only going to be a three-parter, I think. I think they said that each episode's one episode a month is going to come out, they say. I mean, they've been pretty fucking bad at putting their episodes out in a timely manner, but who knows. First thing I noticed is, I might be a callback for later, let's point that out now, is, the ending credits, they fucking used, a song by First Aid Kit, and it was, Wolf, was the song, and I'm like, dude, I heard it, I'm like, dude, I fucking like First Aid Kit, it's kind of like a weird fucking Swedish folk band, and these just, like, two chicks, anyway, I don't know if they have, like, a band behind them. I saw them, like, fucking a while ago on, like, Conan. Conan always has a bunch of fucking weird bands on there. I'm like, dude, that's fucking, like, usually I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's just fucking shitty bands. I heard that, I'm like, this fucking pretty cool band, fucking First Aid Kit. I really, really fucking like them. That was, like, the ending song, and I'm like, dude, fucking, well, points there, I guess, because that's fucking good. But the game itself, Walking Dead, is just fucking right from the get-go. I'll say right now, there's a fucking review on gruntfreepress.com as well if you want to fucking read that. Also on Steam, I guess. Fucking the game, just right from the start, it's fucking brutal as shit. I mean, like, fucking within, like, 20 minutes or so, fucking just curb stomping fucking zombies into fucking fires and shit, and fucking, you know, whole game you're playing fucking Michonne, you know, it's just fucking, like, kind of like a silent fucking chick with a fucking giant fucking samurai sword, you're just fucking, like, slicing and fucking, you know, decapitating fucking zombies and shit, and, like, a lot of the scenes too, a lot of the action scenes, it goes in, like, this letterbox, like, just fucking, which is, you know, it's cool, because it lets you know, it's like, all right, well, here comes fucking, like, whatever, and, like, I can see, like, you know, people bitch about fucking the Telltale games, like, oh, all the action is just fucking, quick time events, like, fucking, oh, hit A, hit fucking X, you know, fucking down on the fucking stick, like, whatever, and, yeah, that's all it is, but it's just fucking, like, whatever, I mean, they're fucking story-based games, like, whatever, all it is, but fucking, I mean, all the action scenes in this is just fucking, like, letterbox, so it's like, alright, it's something anyway, it's not just gonna, like, fuck you over, just fucking, like, whatever. Yeah, a lot of them fucking goes into, like, you know, like, cinematic, like, slow-mo, just fucking, like, you know, fucking slicing a fucking face in half and shit. It's pretty cool. Yeah, and fucking, you know, as you could tell from the fucking title, I mean, the whole game is about fucking Michonne, and she's a pretty cool character. Just fucking just a badass fucking silent fucking wandering fucking drifter or some shit. Just, you know, and again, it's a Telltale game, so you can kind of, choose your responses, and, like, one of the things about, those kind of games always is something like, oh, you know, you can just not say anything, you know, silence is always a valid option, just fucking, I think it's always, like, why, so it's, like, fucking, like, three dots, like, fucking ellipses or whatever, you fucking hit that, and, you know, she won't say anything. Usually don't do that, you're just like, oh, whatever, I gotta fucking say something, you know what I mean? This time around, I'm like, yeah, it makes sense if I'm fucking playing as Michonne. I mean, I'm just gonna fucking almost any time I could, I fucking hit it, except fucking, like, something where it was, like, I don't know, certain situations. I know there was one fucking, like, you're questioning this fucking kid, and I really didn't like the kid, so it's just, like, fucking, like, then I'm like, oh, yeah, no, fuck this kid, like, fucking, fuck him, like, if I could do that, but for the most part, I was fucking playing it, like, fucking, like, you know, silent, you know, fucking not saying anything, and fucking people would be like, oh, I see you're fucking, like, you know, don't want to say anything or fucking, you know, shit like that. We're cool. It's fucking, we're good. Fucking, it's different style of play. Again, fucking Telltale game. How much any of those fucking choices actually affect the game, who knows? But, it's from a fucking standpoint of just something that, you know, the choices, that choice to make seem pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, fucking, there's some flashbacks and shit. Some flashbacks again, Michonne, if you like, yeah, the show and the fucking comics, like, whatever. Aside from, like, a couple, like, the very beginning of the game, pretty much, start off on the ship with, it doesn't, like, explain shit to you. There's all these fucking characters in there, you don't know who the fuck they are. Reading the description on, like, Steam and shit, I think it's supposed to be, like, a callback to, like, the actual comics or whatever. And I read the comics up to a certain point. I mean, fucking, even the show is, like, well past where I fucking stopped reading the comics. So, where the game itself is supposed to take place in, like, that timeline, I don't know. It means, like, nothing to me, but, I'm fucking, yeah, I mean, I stopped reading the comics fucking pretty much, like, when there's a definitive, like, oh, the TV show is coming, I'm like, well, I'm just gonna stop reading the comics, because, fuck, you know what I mean, like, just because I'm cheap, I don't feel like fucking buying them, the fucking comics are expensive, and, you know, so are fucking games and shit, so, yeah, I fucking, whatever, and I'm fucking lazy, and it takes a little bit of work to fucking, read comics, too much work, talking about a Telltale game, and, you know, a lot of people give them shit for using the same, graphics engine, they've been using since pretty much the first Walking Dead game, which is, I don't know how long ago that was at this point, like 4 or 5 years, something like that, and they never, like, change, you know, they'll change, like, the art style and shit. You can tell just fucking the engine is just the fucking, it's the same shit, it's fucking, you know what I mean, same thing. I mean, they've updated a little bit, I guess, but it's just, like, the problems that were in fucking episode one of the fucking season one of The Walking Dead still here, you know what I mean, it's still the same shit. And I can see that complaint for something like, you know, I talked about trying to play with the Game of Thrones games and shit, you know, that series, and, like, that's from, like, it's not really based on a comic, it's supposed to be a TV show, and they tried doing, like, a watercolor art style for that, and, it didn't really work, you know what I mean? It was okay, but it's just, like, it kind of looks like crap. Or then, like, I think it really works still with the fucking, like this comic book-based shit, just because they can still make it. I think that's what the engine was, like, built for or whatever. It's just fucking, like, it still looks good, like, if they try to make it, like, the cel-shaded, like, it looks like a comic book, you know? And, if it works, everything looks good, and it's like, yeah, it looks like a fucking comic. I mean, it looks fucking cool. It looks pretty nice. There's still some fucking shitty fucking jank here and there. Fucking, like, whatever. I mean, fucking, like, shit'll skip when it's loading, or, like, you know, like, whatever. But, I mean, I like it for the most part. Not the best looking game on the fucking planet. I mean, they certainly probably could do fucking better if they just fucking made a new engine, but whatever, it works. And the story itself for fucking Michonne, it starts off, you fucking scavenging some supplies on this beach ferry, and you see, like, fucking dead bodies fucking scattered around, and just some signs of some fucking shit going down from fucking, like, you know, fucking raiders or some shit. Then you get a... captured from there, and you get taken to some settlement, which is pretty standard fucking Walking Dead, you know, fucking, it actually reminded me of fucking Fallout 4. I was talking about, like, the fucking, it's all in, like, the water, so it's all, like, you know, like a colony of fucking ships, pretty much, all fucking chained together, and that makes up, like, the settlement or whatever. The game's short, too. I think it took me, like, an hour and a half, and I was fucking taking my time to, like, checking out pretty much everything I could. It's a short fucking episode. Whatever the backstory are with, like, the characters and shit that are there, I didn't read the comics, so I don't know, but, Yeah, they're not really too clear about who any of the characters are in the game, except fucking Michonne, you know what I mean? She's fucking, because fucking, yeah. And again, I'm fine with that, but there's a lot of, like, the, you know, you'll make, like, these choices, and they're supposed to matter, you know, and it's fucking just, like, you know, the music will fuck, you know, the tense music will kick in, and fucking, they try to paint fucking these tense scenes, and it's like, dude, I don't know. I don't really give a shit about any of them. I mean, the story's so good. It's just fucking, like, you know, that thing. They don't really build up the fucking any of the characters really to really earn that you would give a fuck about what happens to anybody except Michonne, I guess. And it's fucking, you know, they take into that fucking, that settlement, and suppose is they're trying to, like, paint the people there, and the leader there is fucking, like, you know, bad guys, like fucking, like almost like cartoon, like fucking just like evil fucking people, you know. I don't know, they might try to fucking, like, pull that fucking, oh no, they're really good people, like, whatever, but whether they are or not, just like that whole setup, I'm like, eh, that's not great, you know what I mean? They could have just fucking left it just fucking, like, low stakes, like, whatever, and just fucking, like, the way it's set up, like, the episode, I'm like, yeah, it's kind of the same formula they've been doing forever, you know? And they fucking, like, you know, you meet the boss, that settlement, and they do, like, a fucking, like, you know, it's supposed to be a big moment, like, whatever. It's all right. You know what I mean? It's like, this is okay. This works. But again, it's just fucking been done before. Again, I liked it. I fucking thought it was good. Again, I'm a fucking Walking Dead fan. That was a good, you know, this is a fucking, good start anyway to the fucking, the series, you know, the first episode of three anyway. I really like Michonne. I think she's fucking one of the coolest fucking characters out there. Fucking modern characters anyway. The game does a good job, but just that. I mean, just fucking, you know, just playing, role-playing as her anyway. Those action scenes with the fucking machete and shit, it's fucking mechanically the same shit. You're just fucking doing, like, quick time events or whatever, but it's really some of the best. I mean, fucking, some of the best I've seen in these fucking games. Yeah, and the setup's good for the series, and, you know, some of the style that you can tell they fucking borrowed from, The Wolf Among Us, which I really fucking like. The Wolf Among Us is probably my fucking favorite of these, anyway. Yeah, I mean, the only real bad things I can say about it, I mean, again, the fucking, it's a Telltale game, like, whatever, just a fucking, you know, it's episode one, they end on, like, this cliffhanger, and it's pretty bad, the way, I thought it was fucking horrible, the way they fucking did it. Just fucking, like, I'm like, that, just, instead of, like, oh, wow, this is, like, a tense moment, I can't wait till the next episode, it seems like it just fucking, like, ended, you know what I mean? Didn't particularly like that. Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, and again, those fucking dramatic scenes of fucking just, you know, you're supposed to give a shit about these fucking, the characters, and this, you don't really know who they are or really give a shit about them, like, that kind of sucks, too. But, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, again, it's fucking, seems like there's a lot of potential there for fucking, the second and third fucking episodes, so hopefully fucking, hope they don't fuck it up, because again, it's fucking, as long as they keep the focus on fucking Michonne and just keep, you know, making her to be a fucking badass, and it'll be good, and I hope they don't fuck it up. I said, I did write a fucking review up, and again, I was gonna say, it's fucking, one, you know, these games are fucking, you know, it's super easy to fucking play and fucking review, so I felt like a real journalist of fucking, hey, I played a game for fucking an hour and a half, and now I can fucking talk about it for fucking, you know, half an hour and fucking write a review in fucking 10 minutes, and there you go. So, yep, it's fucking, game journalism. There we go. Fucking lazy motherfuckers. Games that you guys love. Another game, fucking moving on. Valkyria Chronicles. Well, you know, this is one of these games I've fucking heard get hyped up for fucking years. I think it originally came out on, like, PS3 or something. I think, like, you know, all the critics are fucking, you know, coming their pants over it, and there's a fucking fanboy fucking community, you know, popping up saying it's fucking, oh, it's amazing, and fucking keep hearing about it. Even, like, recently, fucking, you know what I mean, it's fucking years out, and, hearing about, fucking Valkyria Chronicles, so good, fucking, if you haven't played it, you're missing out, and blah, blah, blah. I released it on PC, a couple years ago, I guess. I remember fucking hearing about that, too, again, just fucking, oh my god, fucking Valkyria Chronicles, finally on fucking PC. So, yeah, like, you know, that, and then, like, a whole second coming, like, a second wave of fucking people going nuts about it, saying how good it is, and fucking, you know, I hear about that, and I'm fucking looking, even, like, the reviews on fucking Steam, it's, like, fucking, like, you know, 92% fucking, positive reviews, everybody fucking loves it, like, whatever. And I looked at it, and, you know, I was fucking looking at it, I wasn't like, eh, I don't know, this doesn't really look very good, but, again, this doesn't really say much until you actually fucking play it, so whatever. I'm just like, this could go fucking either way for me, you know, if it's fucking looking at it, it's like, this looks like a fucking bullshit fucking anime game, which is, you know, right off the bat, I'm like, this is pretty fucking gay, but, the setting seemed cool. It's like fucking like alternate history, like World War II style, like fantasy. I don't know what the fuck you'd really want to call it. Like fucking just like, it's kind of like, you know, World War II weapons and like tanks and shit, but it's like got like fantasy elements to it. Like not like magic and shit, but just like fucking like, I don't know, like people wearing like fucking like, almost like steampunky like armor and like whatever. I'm like, that could be cool. I mean, to me anyway, that seems like a pretty cool idea. I mean, I like the fucking alternate history type shit and fucking like, you know, just fucking like weird shit. Yeah, so fucking, the only reason I bought it too is fucking like randomly, I'm like fucking Steam message. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I fucking like open it up and it's like, oh, fucking, here's a fucking coupon for like fucking 75% off this game. I'm like, I was fucking like on the fence. I'm like, it was like $4 or $5 or something. I'm like, whatever. I'll fucking check it out. So I started up and fucking right off the bat, I'm like, dude, fucking Jesus Christ. I mean, it's fucking like really fucking anime, like bulls, like really fucking bad anime shit. The whole game, they present it in, like, this fucking, like, storybook, like, format. So it's, like a literal fucking book with, like, pages and, like, panels and shit. Each level, I mean, if you even want to call them, like, levels or whatever, could be either or. I mean, by that, I mean, it could be, like, a fucking, like, battle, or it could just be fucking, like, just, like, exposition story bullshit. So it's all separated into like panels in a book. And there's fucking like this, there's a ton of fucking like bullshit story in it is the problem. I mean, a lot of it. And it's all fucking like real tropey fucking anime fucking garbage. You know, everybody fucking looks like they're like fucking like 14, like fucking just like generic. It just fucking looks like any other fucking anime fucking garbage. You know, they're all fucking act like they're fucking like kids or whatever. I don't know, they're fucking supposed to be like 20 or some shit, or like in their 20s or fucking some shit. They all act like the, like, you know, 14-year-old fucking awkward kids. I mean, fucking guys around, you know, they're all awkward around fucking girls and shit. It's just fucking, it's real dumb. Even if fucking, like, you know, it's all like, it's not even like animated really. I don't, some of it is. I'm trying to fucking think. It's been a while. I kind of like played it and I stopped playing it, but no, I played it enough to fucking write down pages of what the fuck is this game. Yeah, and they'll fucking have, like, balloons will pop over their heads with, like, sweat, you know what I mean? Like, oh, is it a girl? There'll be, like, a fucking balloon above their fucking head with, like, fucking, like, sweat dripping out, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, he's nervous, oh, boy, oh, I can relate, I can't, but, yeah, so it's fucking, it's just, they all act like fucking like awkward fucking gay teenagers. It's fucking dumb. Real dumb. It's real fucking melodramatic too. I mean, fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like Metal Gear fucking bullshit. Like, oh, wow, we're in a war. Wow, war is fucking bad, isn't it? Fucking, you know, fucking, oh boy, I don't know. Just fucking bullshit. And there's so much fucking story. I mean, I played for like 2 hours and, you know, 2 hours of fucking playing the game and maybe like playing like an actual game, like the, not just fucking going through story, maybe like was like 20 minutes and the rest of it's just all fucking like story bullshit. And most of it's just fucking real bad. Just fucking the gameplay itself is just fucking, a lot of it's, know what you want to call it. It's fucking like pop-up tutorials. It's you know what I mean? It's like a tutorial, but it's not like, all right, do one thing. Okay. Here's how you move. Okay, I get it. Yeah, great. It's fucking, it's like an old, like, Japanese game bullshit where it's fucking like, gives you like a fucking, you know, pop-up text box. All right, fucking do this and open your map. All right, fucking skip to the next one. All right, here's another fucking one. Like, you don't fucking, like, it's real bad. It fucking, like, something I've been fucking recently has been fucking bothering me. It's just fucking UI and fucking tutorials and how bad fucking a lot of games are at it. It's that error of fucking Japanese games, I guess. I mean, fucking even, like, recently, it seems like you're playing the fucking game for a minute and they give you a fucking this text box, like, all right, here are the controls. All right, fine. You fucking click it. All right, click past it. And then it's like, oh, here's another fucking one. Here's something else. I mean, you're not even fucking doing what they just told you to, how to do it. I don't know. Then there's like a fucking another one. Then another one. You go through like fucking like half a dozen of them. And fucking by the time you start playing the game, forget what the fuck the game even told you to fucking do about anything. It's just like, well, that was fucking like completely useless fucking even doing that. And now I just gotta fucking play the game. I'm pretty much figuring it out on my fucking own anyway. So why are you wasting my time with those fucking pop-up boxes? I don't fucking know. Anyway, the game itself is fucking like turn-based, almost turn-based combat, and it's fucking, not great. It's fucking not good. Seems like it's like almost like you look at it and be like, oh, it's just like standard, like turn-based, but, a little bit different because you control it from third person. So you have, you can directly like move people. Like it wasn't like a turn-based game, you know? But the way they set it up, the fucking, it's like, yeah, this is different, but I think the fucking rules of it are fucking dumb. I mean, again, I've only fucking played it for 20 minutes. I couldn't stand the fucking stupid story anymore. But, if there's somebody in cover, you step into the line of sight as you're controlling your character, you know, it'll be like an enemy and fucking sitting in cover. And it's fucking like, well, it's my turn, so I should just be able to fucking move around and fucking set up like whatever and do my thing. But no, you fucking step in the line of sight and they just start shooting at you. So it's not like really turn-based, I guess. I don't know. I don't even know how to fucking explain it. I barely know how to fucking like, it just seems like a real fucking jacked up fucking system. I don't like it. They'll shoot. You'll shoot at them after they fucking shot you because they're in cover. Then they fucking counterattack after you make your action, you're fucking shot. And then fucking you end up going to this fucking zoomed out fucking overhead fucking view. And it's just fucking, you have command points. You have like a certain amount of fucking command points to move other people that you control around. It's fucked up. I don't know. I don't like it. It's fucking pretty dumb. That's pretty much my fucking thoughts on that. I'll keep going. I'm sorry. I'm running out of fucking notebook space here. I gotta go fucking buy a notebook. You should fucking donate at Grunt Free Press so I can buy a fucking notebook. I can't afford the fucking $2. But, I played a couple of these fucking, like, Japanese fucking turn-based fucking strategy games. They're pretty bad, usually. It's not just fucking like, all right, well, here's a fucking battle that's fucking either like, you know what I mean? It can't just be like, take out everybody, you know, take out the entire enemy fucking like forces, or like, you know, here's a fucking like condition, go do that and fucking win. You have different fucking win conditions, of what I've fucking played. They give you like, all right, here are your win conditions, and, what I played is like fucking the combat itself is pretty fucking useless. You can just fuck off and just fucking play like real dumb fucking tactically. And then it's like, as long as you fucking hit this fucking, whatever the win condition is, like, that's it. You win, you pass. Like, there was one, you know, one that I played is like, all right, get this certain guy to this certain point on the map. All it is fucking, you just gotta move this dude to fucking the spot on the map, and that's it. That's the mission. I mean, there's fucking, like, enemies and shit, but it's like, nope, do that, fucking mission complete. And it doesn't matter, like, what you did with anybody else of fucking your, you know, on your side. Doesn't fucking matter. Doesn't matter fucking who you killed, how many enemies you killed. And it's like, you fucking complete the mission, and it's like, well, So it's fucking, you're pretty much leaving your fucking team behind because this fucking guy got out. Like, that's fucking, like, tactically fucking makes no fucking sense. And it's just fucking like, oh, well, it's fucking, you know, that's the win condition because, you know, story and fucking mission reasons, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking dumb. All right, another one. I'm fighting this tank. I got three people on my team. And then, you know, I'm fucking, like, moving them around, like, all right, this is fucking kind of tough. I gotta figure out, oh, I'm gonna fucking take out this tank and these enemy soldiers and shit, and, like, whatever. I'm like, this is kind of cool. And then fucking, like, turn three comes up, and fucking, my, like, a tank that I can control fucking shows up on the map because, just because. And it's just like, this is fucking dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, oh, like, I don't know. I don't like it. Just fucking because of the fucking story or some shit. It's like, dude, like, I don't know. Like, fucking don't like it. I don't like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like these fucking like random shit that happens. Like, fucking like, it's just more like the gameplay itself isn't like the fucking focus or something. I don't know. It's just dumb. I don't know. And it's not like you can fucking get a handle on the fucking, the game itself again, because it's like, alright, well, I'm fucking doing all this tactical shit, and then it's like, oh, well, now here's these fucking cutscenes for a fucking hour, you know, half an hour between, like, actual missions. It's like, this is just fucking retarded. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like one of these fucking games that people will say, like, oh, you know, it gets good at, like, hour 20 or some shit. It's just like, you know what, dude, fuck you. I mean, especially, you know, coming off of fucking XCOM, and it's like, fucking, again, it's like, I fucking pretty much think I said, like, playing XCOM 2, it's like, I fucking had a really rough time until hour 20, but you know what I was doing those fucking 20 hours? I was actually playing a fucking game and, like, learning the actual game, not fucking sitting through this bullshit. I don't know. Fuck off. Valkyria Chronicles can fucking blow me. For now, anyway. I don't know. Maybe I'll give it another shot, but who knows? Fucking, it sucks so far. And also, I started playing some fucking retro indie fucking game called Muri, I think. Muri. And it's supposed to be like a DOS-style fucking action fucking game, like old school, like fucking old fucking like 2D fucking Duke Nukem. And that looked kind of cool. Reminded me of fucking this Apple 2GS game I used to play called fucking Thexter. I think I tried playing it like recently on fucking like DOS Box or some shit, or I'm sorry, archive.org or whatever. Something was happening. It wasn't like great, but I'm like, this looks kind of cool. Like, you wouldn't mind checking it out. Right off the bat, I was fucking having trouble with the fucking, my controller wasn't fucking working right and blah, blah, blah. I tried like alt tabbing out to the fucking, try to like stream the fucking game, and just fucking, the game just fucking like kept crashing and shit. And then I'm fucking like, it wouldn't, beyond that, like the game itself wouldn't fucking close. I'm like, dude, this fucking sucks. I mean, this is like a dumb fucking like game. Why is this like such a fucking janky fucking piece of shit? So I don't know. So that was a game I tried playing for like 10 minutes, and I'm like, you know what, fuck that. Then I started playing some fucking other old school games I'll talk about after this, I guess. Take a break. Give yourself some time to soak all that in. We'll be right back. And we're back with part two of Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 33, I want to say. I'm not one to, like, go nuts about fucking, like, what episode I'm on. I don't know. I listen to some fucking podcast and it's like, oh, it's fucking whatever. Episode, like, whatever. Let's fucking bake a cake and fucking whatever, you know. Or other ones that are like, oh, we can't fucking record one, so let's do, like, a best of. It's like, fucking, when's I fucking listen to it? Like, fucking, like, oh, I've fucking been going on for, like, fucking, like, 2 months, so, you know, this next one, he is fucking, oh, he's a classic. It's a real fucking classic, because, you know what I mean, fucking 8 episodes ago, he was, you know, fucking, yeah, it's great. Anyway, fucking, you can tell fucking from the first half there, me kind of, you know, maybe not in the best of fucking moods. Some of those games, just fucking like, these games aren't so great. So it's having a fucking, not having great luck finding games to play, so I kind of fell back on some old standards, I guess you could say. Threw in some Doom 2, Hell on Earth. The game's just nuts, you know. Absolutely fucking crazy. It'd been a little while since I played the first Doom. So it took a little bit to fucking get used to it, get used to the fucking controls, you know. I'm fucking playing on a fucking Xbox One controller, like, whatever. Another thing I fucking realized, too, I fucking figured out as I'm fucking playing, I don't know what I was playing, but I'm like fucking, like, I actually plugged in, usually I use a fucking separate fucking headset, just plugged into the fucking PC I use to fucking play games and shit. Doesn't have a fucking mic or, like, whatever. I don't know. I never really tried fucking plugging a mic in that, like, and, like, whatever, like, a, you know, regular Xbox One controller. But then if I've been using the fucking Elite controller, and I plugged in my newer headset, the fucking Polk Audio ones, which they're all right, just fucking, like, whatever, just fucking plugged in for whatever. But anyway, I'm fucking, like, playing, and then, like, fucking, so I start fucking, like, streaming, and fucking the mic levels or whatever on the fucking stream start going up. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, is this fucking, like, the mic actually, like, working? Like, just fucking like this and fucking, said usually fucking the mic I used to fucking record the podcast is like a whole separate fucking, like, mic, like, whatever. So I don't feel like fucking playing a game and having that fucking in my face as I'm fucking playing. But I'm like, this fucking, if I just wear this headset, is it fucking picking up the mic? That's fucking weird. I'm like, oh, whatever. I mean, fucking checked it. I checked on the fucking stream. I'm like, oh, look at that. I guess I can say something. There's a fucking, all, you know, said before, all those fucking people will fucking pop in the stream and be like, what, no mic? How come you have no mic? And just fucking, like, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm fucking playing with the mic, I guess. And of course, I'm fucking playing, like, all week. Nobody even, you know, nobody fucking popped in at all and said anything. So it doesn't matter. That's why I fucking don't bother. Anyway, fucking Doom 2. Yeah, so it's been a while since I fucking played the first, and I'm fucking playing with the Elite controller instead. Opened up, I talked about the app I use, the controller companion. This app I got from Steam. It's pretty real easy to fucking set up, like, whatever. And that's still a fucking, like, the saved, like, binding, like, the profile from Doom 1. So I'm like, let's fucking throw that in. It's probably the same. It is pretty much the same thing. But I'm using the fucking, the Elite controller, so, I mean, it's fucking more sensitive, I think, than the fucking the regular Xbox One controller. It seemed kind of weird. I mean, the way it fucking set up too. I mean, there's no, like, weapon wheel or anything. I, like, fucking, like, you know, previous. There might be, like, a previous and a next weapon to, like, switch your shit. So it's like, you know, it's supposed to be meant for playing on a keyboard, so it's all the weapons are, like, 1 through 9, you know what I mean? Like, fucking your chainsaw through your fucking BFG, you know, all fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, 1 through fucking 9. So I had it all set up, like, weird, like, fucking, like, all right, well, fucking, like, shit on, like, pressing the D-pad one way, you know, left to fucking pull up the shotgun, right to fucking pull up, like, a chain gun and shit. And then it's like, then to, you know, you want, like, your save and your load and all that, so it's fucking, like, you know, like, you can do it, so if you hold down a button, like, if you hold, like, the back button, it'll fucking, like, do different functions for other buttons. So it's, I'm pretty sure it's like, I had to fucking hold back and press A to like quick save, then hold back and press B to fucking quick load. So that was kind of, took a little bit to get used to. Yeah, a couple times I'm fucking like got through like a rough area. I'm like, oh, I gotta fucking save. That was fucking like tough, you know. Barely fucking made it. Fucking go to save and fucking hit load by accident, and I'm fucking all the way back. I'm like, shit, on that fucking sucks. But whatever. I mean, again, fucking and Doom 2. I'll tell you right now, it doesn't fuck around. I mean, it's not fucking like Doom 1 had this nice fucking ramp of like, oh, here's fucking the first few areas is fucking like real easy, you know, a couple enemies, fucking get used to controls, fuck around, like whatever. Doom 2 just fucking right in, just fucking throws dude tons of fucking guys at you, fucking all these fucking like high level enemies that were like real, you know, late game and fucking the first Doom. It's like, oh, they're just fucking there. They're just, you know, they're gonna fuck you up. I'm playing through on fucking normal or like Hurt Me Plenty, I think it's called, whatever the fuck. And even on that, I'm like, this is fucking hard. This is fucking hard fucking shit. I mean, I had to fucking like, I actually had to fucking like, on like the third or fourth level, I'm like, this is fucking like real rough. I had to fucking like back out and like make sure I didn't like, start like for whatever reason and start like on another chapter or something, like, you know, like Doom 1 is like fucking like four chapters. You can fucking pick like whatever order you want. You can fucking start on chapter 4 if you wanted to. So I backed out to fucking check and nope, that's fucking not at all that. There's not even chapters that I can see. It's just straight through. Just go. There's not even fucking like level, like, you know, chapter, you know, mission, fucking like whatever, level, like whatever. It's just fucking, you just go through the game. Thing I did notice too, the music is fucking, man, the music in fucking Doom 1, it's all, just, they did like electronic, like MIDI versions of like Slayer songs and shit, and like fucking Alice in Chains and all that. Just fucking, you know, they just fucking rip off the songs and like do their own thing, make like their own fucking like metal soundtrack and like whatever. Playing Doom 2, I'm like, this fucking, compared to the first one, this is fucking like really like low key, and like some of it even sounds like fucking like elevator fucking music, just fucking, you know, real like soft fucking shit. I'm like, ah, it's pretty funny, you know what I mean? If fucking the rest of the soundtrack's all fucking metal and they have like this song, I mean, it's pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, fucking a lot, it seems weird, the fucking music in Doom 2 is just fucking like, it's almost like jazzy, like it's not even like fucking like metal, I don't know. Yeah, the game's fucking like dark as fuck too. Real fucking dark. I mean, a lot of it's fucking like intentional. You know, lots of fucking pitch black fucking hallways, and you just fucking, all you just hear enemies, and then fucking, I think that was like a big deal when it fucking, you know, the game first came out, just like the lighting fucking effects or whatever. So it's like, oh, it's real dark, and then like, you know, you fire a fucking shotgun or some shit, or like fucking like an imp throws a fucking fireball and it lights up the hallway. And it was a big deal when the fucking game came out. So I think it's, but they maybe like lean on that a lot. You know, you can find fucking like, oh, here's a fucking like light switch. You turn it on and fucking like lights up fucking like certain areas and shit like that. But I'm like, dude, this fucking game is just fucking like dark as fuck. Almost like Doom 3, you know, it's fucking, a lot of that game is fucking like pitch black. And they have like the flashlight or whatever. But, yeah, so I'm fucking playing through that, and it's fucking like, I'm like, ah, this game's pretty cool, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's good, but I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's as fucking classic or like as like timeless or whatever as fucking the first Doom. Like, as soon as I started playing the first Doom, it might be a little fucking biased on my part, like whatever. I think like what I've heard, anyway, fucking just like random people talking about Doom, fucking, they talk about, oh, Doom 2, Doom 2 is fucking great, but, again, I don't know if it's just because I played fucking the first Doom, like, just a lot, you know what I mean? I know I played fucking Doom 2 before, at least a couple times through, but going through it this time, it's like, it doesn't seem as, just as, like, it's not, like, grabbing me like fucking the original one did. Maybe it's a little, it seems a little, like, it's too gimmicky, maybe a little bit too ambitious or some shit for, like, what the, you know, what the fucking, the technology was at the time, and fucking just like even the design itself. I mean, it seems like there's fucking just tons of fucking just traps everywhere, and just fucking like, oh, you know, fucking like gimmicky, like, oh, he has a million guys, he's not gonna be, you know, you're not even gonna have enough fucking ammo to fucking fight him, but there's some fucking like gimmick bullshit you can fucking pull to, like, you know what I mean, get rid of him or fucking warp him out of there or fucking warp you out of there, like shit like that. Like, even like, again, pretty early on, fucking Sion fucking fighting a fucking cyber demon, which was like the bit like the worst, you know what I mean? The fucking end level fucking boss of fucking Doom 1. He's just fucking out. He's hanging out in fucking like stage like 4 or whatever, fucking Doom 2. And I'm like, oh, I'm just getting fucking murdered. Like, I don't fucking, you know what I mean? I don't have fucking like the ammo or fucking anything to fucking even like fight him. Then I fucking die and I'm fucking like, as you know, I died. I'm like, oh, it's a little like cubby, like beyond him with fucking like an invincibility orb. So I was like, oh, well, that's the fucking like gimmick, cause I gotta fucking run and get that orb and fucking like, you know, chainsaw him or just fucking run past. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. No, that's not my favorite fucking thing. You know what I mean? I'd rather fucking at least Doom 1 just like straightforward. Just, all right, fucking go. Just fucking murder everybody. Just fucking move. Fucking go through the maze and just fucking go. This is just kind of like, ah, isn't this fucking like gimmicky shit? And even like, a little too ambitious maybe. And it's like, instead of like, again, going back to like Doom 1, where it just felt like, all right, well, he has the technology, like what can we make for like cool levels, make it look like hell or like whatever. And like, instead of like designing the levels to look fucking like, all right, we know our limitations of fucking what we're working with, so, you know what I mean, pretty basic, just fucking like whatever, or just fucking might look a little weird, but just fucking, you know what I mean, like hell or whatever, it doesn't really matter. And this one, they try making like, you know, it's hell on earth, so they try making like some of the levels, they try making like real world shit in there. So it was like, oh, it's fucking one level is like all in like a city or whatever. It's supposed to be a city. It's just, you know, yeah, it's fucking Doom 2. So it looks like fucking like blocks, you know, or whatever. Like fucking just like straight, like fucking, like, yeah, it kind of looks like a window. Pretty like abstract fucking building, you know. Looks pretty bad. And like on top of that, a lot of this game too is they try doing like fucking all like, do a lot of like verticality, like fucking enemies fucking shooting at you from fucking like, you know, way up top. And again, it's fucking Doom 2. You can't even fucking look up or down. So it's like, it feels pretty fucking cheap. I mean, it's like, I'm getting like murdered. Like, you know what I mean? I got to fucking find like, so it's like, I got to back away enough to be able to fucking see him and shoot him, but you back up enough. And it's like, this looks like fucking like 3 fucking brown pixels now. I'm like, it's fucking cool. Like, I don't know. I just doesn't seem like, no, they fucking maybe get a little too ahead of themselves again. Again, it's fucking Doom 2. Still fun, still cool, but it's just like fucking like, I don't know. Doesn't seem as quite on the level as Doom 1. I don't know. That's just me. Or Doom 3. We'll see. See how much hate mail I get from that. I'm going to guess none. So anyway, fucking stop fucking bitching about fucking games. Again, not bitching about Doom 2. Doom 2's cool. But, started playing some Zombie Army Trilogy. Came out a few years ago. It came out like a year after Sniper Elite 3. Is made by the same guys who made Sniper Elite 3. I think it's fucking Rebellion or some shit. And I'm a big fan of them. But I fucking, like, you know, came out a year or so after fucking Sniper Elite 3 and just fucking, like, looking at them, like, this looks like a spin-off of that game, maybe. Maybe I just fucking, just from, like, the screenshots, and like, I watched a little bit of, like, gameplay and shit. I'm like, yeah, let's kind of just fucking took that game and just, like, threw some zombies in, like, whatever. I mean, it doesn't seem too appealing to me. It was fucking like, it would be kind of cool, I guess, but I don't want to fucking seem like a game, you know, something that fucking just like a little expansion or some shit, like, you know, a couple hours, some like, gimmicky fucking like bullshit. Like, oh yeah, fucking, we just like reskin fucking the enemies in the game as fucking like zombies, like whatever. Not the case, not at all. Fucking, it's just a completely different fucking game. And, I know now, actually, it's 3 different fucking games. I guess fucking they had been fucking making them since, like, I guess the other Sniper Elites. I guess they fucking did it every time. And, the trilogy and fucking Zombie Army Trilogy is fucking, like, just 3 games all fucking, you know, together. The third chapter's the newest one, I guess. And just fucking, this game's fucking, it's nuts. It's fucking, it's insane. It's almost like fucking, you ever seen like Dead Snow 2? It's just like that. It's just fucking just nonstop, just fucking like ridiculous fucking action. You know, it's fucking, you know, again, you'd think you'd start off going back to like Doom 2 and being like, a couple fucking like zombies, like whatever, and then fucking it ramps up. But, and then like a minute or so, it's fucking just like, you know, threw a grenade and fucking get like a fucking 12 fucking 15 fucking people, you know, people at once. Just fucking one, it's just fucking crazy. It's not even fucking so much like, again, you think it's like Sniper Elite, so it's just like, I'm just gonna hang back and like fucking light up my shots and just like whatever. But again, not really. I mean, fucking, that's like most of the game is, you know, fucking sniper, you know, your sniper shots, but you can also fucking, if you click in the right stick or whatever, you zoom out from the fucking regular like scope view or whatever. You just have like fucking crosshairs on the screen. You do that a lot too. Is fucking, you know, they get close to you. Fucking, there's fucking guys popping up all around you. And you use your pistol a lot too. It's just fucking like, you know, you can kick them down and shit and fucking, you know, stomp their fucking heads and fucking like, it's more like close up. You can all, and then you can, again, it is fucking from sniper elite or whatever. So you still have those fucking like, you know, mile away fucking, I'm crouching down. And it does the same, like, slow-mo, like, fucking bullet time. See the fucking slow motion, the fucking bullet leaving the fucking barrel of the gun, and it's fucking slow motion right into fucking, you know, somebody's fucking head or their fucking lungs and shit, and it's fucking just looks cool as shit. I mean, that's still there, but it's not just fucking like a not like a fucking just a reskin fucking sniper elite game. It's its own fucking thing, and, yeah, it's fucking, the game's just cool as shit. Again, I'm saying it's the same basic mechanics from fucking Sniper Elite, but it's just complete, I mean, 100% completely new fucking levels, new everything, new fucking, even like the whole game is just all, it's just 80s fucking horror movie, like fucking, like Dawn of the Dead or some shit, and that might have been like 70s or whatever, like fucking just like the entire game is just all complete 100% fucking commitment. It's just fucking, even like, you know, it's one of the fucking coolest like zombie games I fucking played. It's long too. I just beat it yesterday, I think. I fucking stayed up late. I was fucking like hooked. I'm like, all right, I'm on fucking towards the end. I'm fucking like facing fucking like zombie Hitler. That's a thing. Fucking facing him and just fucking like at the very end. I'm like, dude, I gotta fucking like beat this. So I fucking stayed up doing it and just like, it's long too. It's fucking, I mean, over 20 hours it took me to fucking play it, you know what I mean? And fucking on like normal or whatever. And it gets fucking rough at the end. It's fucking hard as shit. And it's fucking, yeah, it's real cool. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those games, yeah, it's like fucking like, oh, well, it is fucking like, you know, simple. It's like, yeah, I'm just fucking like, you know, doing a lot of the same shit. I'm just fucking like, gets to the point where it's like, all right, I'm fucking shooting zombies in the head. And all right, I've done this a million times. It's like, oh, it's fucking, you get like the slow-mo shots. It's like, that's fucking kind of cool. Like, then it just picks up. And, oh, yeah, I get the hang of it. And, like, you stop playing, you're doing, you know, after, like, killing, like, a couple thousand of them, you're like, oh, it's time to get, I don't know how much I want to keep playing this. And then, like, it almost, like, loops back around itself where it's like, all right, well, now it's getting, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, it's like a joke that's fucking, like, funny the first time you hear it, then it's not funny, and then it's fucking, it gets old, and it's fucking, like, starts being funny again because it keeps going. Like, it's almost like what this game is, but it's a lot more variety than that. It's fucking, as it goes too, again, this is like three different games, and you can just tell them, like, they do a good job of like connecting the three games too, which is awesome. But you know, the fucking like little story in between, like whatever, but I mean, fucking just like, you can just, it just fucking just gets more and more fucking elaborate, and just fucking, it just gets like crazier and crazier. It's almost like fucking, I don't know. It's fucking great. I talk about fucking like, oh man, it sucks. There's no like B games anymore. Like, this is like fucking like, one of the fucking last like B, you know, B grade games. And it's just fucking, like, you can just tell, maybe a little bit bigger budget than most of them or whatever. But just like, you can just tell, just some fucking people just fucking having fun fucking around making this shit and just fucking just like trying to like top themselves. Like, all right, well, what do we do now? All right, we make a fucking giant fucking zombie Hitler. You get a fucking fight. You get a fight. You know, it's fucking just like, just nuts. And it's fucking crazy. And then fucking like this, you know, fucking adding different enemies through each fucking like level. And it's just like fucking the fucking giant fucking, like, almost like a Resident Evil 4 fucking callback of, you know, giant fucking Nazi zombie with a fucking chainsaw fucking running at you. And dude, he does the fucking complete fucking, leather face, like, fuck, there's like a lot of like leather face moves, like it runs right at you, then it'll fucking stop. He even does like the fucking dance at the end of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. He's fucking swinging the fucking chainsaw around his head. He's fucking like dancing and shit. It's fucking phenomenal. It's fucking great. Speaking of which, not to get fucking off topic, but I can do what the fuck I want. Fuck off. And call back to fucking the fighting games is I have to play fucking Mortal Kombat. I think this, all the new shit came out today, which is fucking Leatherface and fucking Alien, which will add to fucking Jason and fucking Predator. It's like, dude, to be honest, I don't really give a flying fuck about fucking Mortal Kombat. I think that's a pretty bad game, but if they could just fucking take that and just fucking They just got to go all out with the fucking horror movie characters. Make fun, you know what I mean? They're right now. They have fucking Jason, fucking Predator, Alien, fucking Leatherface. It's fucking great. I think the last game they had fucking Freddy and shit. Just dude, just make a fucking game like that. That'd be fucking so good. I don't know why. That's what I'm probably playing after this. Anyway, fucking yeah, Zombie Army Trilogy is fucking yeah. So the music is fucking amazing too. It's fucking just. Complete fucking dude, it's awesome. It's fucking John Carpenter, fucking, or like again Dawn of the Dead. Just that fucking like synth, like cheesy, like synthy fucking soundtrack, and it's so good, so fucking good. Another thing too is fucking, yeah, playing on fucking Steam. They have free, I think it was free DLC, or I'm assuming it is. All the characters from fucking Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 you can fucking play. So I was playing as fucking Bill, the guy with the fucking old guy with the fucking chain smoking butts and shit. I'm like, that's, you know, grumpy fucking bastard. I can identify with him, so I picked him. It's cool. I mean, they don't fucking, there's no like, they don't fucking talk. I don't think in the actual, I don't think it matters who you pick. I don't think there's any like dialogue of them talking like in Left 4 Dead, but. Makes sense. It fucking fits fucking great. Just, game itself, it's kind of like a new Left 4 Dead. I mean, you fucking, you pretty much go in fucking, you know, area, and then you fucking, you know, area, fucking fighting shit. Then you go to like a safe room, fucking stock up, move on. And you can play the whole game as a four-player co-op if you want. Like, what, again, just like Left 4 Dead. I think it's the same deal. Like, you can get fucking, like, knocked down, like, knocked out. Have your friends come and fucking pick you up, like, whatever. I was just playing by myself or whatever. That's there. But this game's so good. Zombie Army Trilogy. It fucking probably like pretty low expectations going in, but fucking as soon as I started playing, I'm like, dude, this is fucking great. Like, fuck, I don't know why, you know, maybe not talked about as much. Even when it came out, like, again, I just saw it. I'm like, yeah, it looks kind of cheesy, like whatever, but it's fucking legit. It's a good fucking game. It is kind of like, you know, lower budget, I guess. I had fucking one bullshit fucking checkpoint, and it's fucking just surrounded by fucking suicide fucking zombies. It's one of those days you fucking restart. It's like, all right, fucking start, and it's fucking just surround three of three guys just fucking right there, fucking blowing up and fucking killing you. That sucks. It's just, you know, again, it's happened like one time. It's kind of my fault, I guess, for fucking whatever, whoever was fucking playing, like not tucking, taking guys out before I got the boss, like whatever. But I just thought it was almost funny. Just, I'm like, dude, I haven't fucking seen this bullshit in a long fucking time. It used to be a fucking major thing where it's like, fuck, my save's fucked. Like, I'm just done. But yeah. But it's just, again, it's fucking just complete fucking different game than fucking Sniper Elite. Again, besides just like the main controls and the mechanics and shit. Just, you know, a complete fucking horror game. Fucking awesome fucking horror game. It is fucking, I mean, not gonna say it's fucking like whatever, scary or whatever, but it's fucking just, I mean, it's just complete fucking commitment. It's fucking, it's nuts. I picked up this fucking, you know, there's a lot of like little Easter eggy things, like, fucking just shit hidden everywhere. Just going out of a safe room is just fucking like a big painting of like fucking Elizabeth fucking Bathory and shit. And I'm fucking like, ah, oh, it's kind of cool. And it's like fucking all whole day to like check out the painting, do that. And just fucking like blood just starts fucking pouring out of her mouth or whatever. And it's fucking one next to her is fucking Vlad the Impaler, the same shit. And just fucking like fucking blood all fucking coming out of him and shit. It's fucking real cool. No, I was fucking possessed, you know, see the fucking baby carriage with the fucking, like, creepy doll in it, and it's fucking, like, go up to it, and it's fucking all whole day to inspect, like, the possessed doll. I'm like, all right, whatever, fucking do it, dude, and fucking hit that, and just, there's a fucking body on the ground, you fucking lose control of your fucking guy, he just fucking just walks over to the fucking body, and just starts fucking, like, eating it, like, fucking, you know, almost like the fucking Fallout, like, cannibal perk or whatever. Again, it was just fucking, like, I was just so impressed by it. I'm like, dude, they didn't fucking half-ass anything. Like, they completely fucking, like, went all out to just make it, like, fucking, like, almost like a best of, like, horror, fucking, like, whatever. Real fucking cool. I liked it. I gotta write a review for it. I think that'll be my next project when I do it, or if I ever follow through with it. Who knows? I mean, it's me we're talking about here. But again, it's fucking, can't recommend it. It's fucking cheap too. I think it was like $40, fucking brand new when it first came out, for like 20-hour fucking, really three games in one, and there's a ton to do. There's a fucking, like, horde mode, too, you can do if you want to fucking play by yourself or, again, with fucking, you know, people, just fucking never-ending, just fucking going. There's a lot to fucking do, and I think I got it on fucking, like, for, like, $10 maybe or some shit on, like, sale, but it's really fucking good. That's that. Plus, I guess it's been a fucking kind of a zombie mood with fucking Walking Dead, like, whatever, but really impressed with fucking Zombie Army Trilogy. going to some rumors, some rumors and hearsay, a little Battlefield 5 rumor leakage. Again, a rumor. I fucking like whatever. The rumor is Battlefield 5 is going to be set in World War I. Take it for what you will. Rumor. Could be true. Couldn't be. I mean, fucking a lot of fucking the shit that's fucking leaked anyway, usually true, but I don't know, don't hold me to that, but I was just thinking, either way, whether it's true or not, I just fucking think it's interesting, it's just fucking, a multiplayer fucking shooter game set in World War One, or just fucking interesting fucking concept anyway, just to think about, just fucking, you know, real fucking slower pace than fucking even like World War Two, you know, you know, World War II, everyone was fucking so sick of World War II games and blah, 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 and fucking, like, people asking, like, oh, they don't make anything else, like, other fucking, you know, wars, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, the Civil War, the fucking Revolutionary War, like, fucking, you know what I mean? And a lot of that has to do with just, like, the weaponry, because it's fucking just so fucking, like, slow and shitty, like, you know what I mean? Fucking, I remember playing, like, some, like, History Channel fucking Civil War game for fucking 360. And it was just fucking, you know, it's not, I want to say it's fucking like, it was just like a Call of Duty clone, like whatever. But, they try to be like somewhat fucking realistic. It's just like, all right, you fucking fire a shot, and then it takes you like fucking like, you know, 10, 20 seconds to fucking load a fucking like, you know, shot in your fucking muzzle before you can shoot again. It's just fucking like ridiculous. But I mean, just fucking, I'm interested just to see if it really is true, fucking, you know, what they do. I mean, fucking Battlefield's always pretty fucking quality. Yeah, all I do with fucking, like, you know, trench warfare, fucking your guns being kind of shitty. Supposedly it's coming out in October. I mean, just something I want to keep my eye on. I just want to see, like, how do they gamify that? You know what I mean? Like, how do you do, like, trench warfare type shit? Like, it's just going to be, literally just fucking, like, almost like corridors. You know what I mean? Like, fucking you're in a fucking trench just fucking popping out and just, I don't know. I'm just interested to see how that fucking works, if that's true. And if not, if fucking somebody can actually do that. Just interesting fucking thing to think about. Speaking of first-person online shooters, I played some Halo 5. So I was talking about it. They had, Griffball came back, so I wanted to check it out. I talked about Griffball. It's pretty much fucking soccer, I guess. Not fucking with hammers and swords and Halo. I feel about the same as I always did about Griffball. I mean, it's okay. it's fun just to run around and fucking smash people with a hammer, but beyond playing Griffball more than like a few rounds at a time, and I don't know, it's all right. I did like the fucking, the hammer's fucking cool. The sound's fucking great. The sound the fucking hammer makes is the fucking smashing sound. It's fucking brutal as shit. And I like the new arena they have set up. It's fucking like a legitimate fucking like hockey rink. It's all fucking, you know, winter with fucking, you know, red fucking circles and shit painted for like the goal and the fucking start and shit. Pretty cool. But again, it's still Griffball. It's still, you know, super simple. And doesn't really, can't hold my attention for more than a few fucking, few rounds at a time, but whatever. I mean, fucking, if I was playing Halo, it's fucking like, it's a nice fucking change of pace. Just fucking play Griffball a few times and fucking hop back into fucking arena and fuck around. I did that. I fucking played some more arena just a little bit. You can just tell I'm fucking working hard. I mean, the fucking game itself, again, I fucking, been a while fucking popping in and like immediately I'm like, this game just fucking looks great. I really tell I've been fucking working on it. It's like the lighting and the shadows and shit just fucking just looks like so much, you know, better. And if I just tell, fucking looks good. played out a new map that I fucking know how new. Fucking knew what it is, but first time I played on it was Torque. You know, there's a pickup for a hammer in the map itself, and there's a fucking Halo 2 battle rifle. They're fucking both awesome. The fucking the map was cool too. The fucking Halo 2 battle rifle is fucking, again, just the sound on that thing just sounds so fucking mean and sounds good. Another thing I found out was just playing, I'm like, man, I fucking suck at this game. Real bad. I mean, granted, again, I hadn't played it for a while. I'm fucking rusty, and I'm using now fucking the Elite controller, so it's like fucking every now and then I'm starting to get used to like the paddles and shit, but it's like I'll fucking just hit a paddle fucking by accident, and it's fucking like, oh, I'm jumping for some reason or something stupid. It's fucking like, eh. Still getting used to that, but, and plus it's a new, every month's a new season, so it had just started the fucking, the March season or whatever, so it's like I'm not fucking ranked in anything. I'm fucking playing just fucking pretty much like unranked fucking games, but who the fuck knows who I'm playing. Yeah, so it's fucking, you know, that's about as many excuses I can think of as why I sucked. I mean, I got fucking few games just like, dude, I'm just getting fucking worked. Like, fucking, I was getting like 3 kills and like 15, 16 deaths, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this is bad. Fucking wicked discouraging. Just like, wow, this fucking sucks. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, the game itself is still fucking great. It's still fucking fun as shit. Yeah, I'm fucking like, I'm either old, I'm getting fucking soft with these fucking, you know, multiplayer shooters, or I'm just terrible. I don't know, but still had fun. I'm fucking still, like, immediately, whenever I fucking, you know, I play it, I'm like, ah, why did I stop playing this? Just fucking play this, like, every day. Just fucking play Halo and fucking just get good, kid. But, yeah, fucking MLG kids, I guess, ruin it. Yeah, speaking of Xbox, a little new, like, right before I started recording, I'm just like, oh, whatever, we'll fucking check some fucking news sites. Yeah, remember me, a couple episodes ago, maybe, like, asking, like, what the fuck is Microsoft doing with fucking Xbox? I mean, what's the point of having a fucking Xbox One if all they're doing is fucking all the games that are coming for fucking Xbox coming to fucking PC anyway? Like, why did I buy this fucking Xbox One? Well, newest announcement is Forza 6 is coming to PC. In a way, well, kind of anyway. It's going to be free-to-play, a free-to-play version of it. Something like, only going to be like 60 cars and fucking 12 events, I guess. It's not like the full fucking game with the featured fucking career and all that and all, you know, whatever, 200 fucking cars and all that shit, but just kind of a stripped down version of it. But again, it's fucking free to play on the fucking PC. I mean, what the fuck? Again, I hate to fucking like keep bringing it up. It's not like a fucking piece of shit, but you know, if you're not going to fucking support the fucking Xbox, I know, whatever, the fucking argument is like, well, it doesn't take anything away from you, and well, it did, it took me fucking, you know what I mean, it took me fucking $500 fucking dollars to buy the console, plus fucking overpaying on fucking games when they were new, rather than fucking buying them on fucking PC, you know. Honestly, the fucking PC, if you're not going to fucking support it and fucking be like, alright, this is why we have our fucking console for these fucking games, I mean, just saying, if I just keep going down that fucking path, just fucking please, just, you know, don't make another fucking Xbox, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not gonna just fucking, if you're gonna focus on fucking PC, fucking focus on PC, like, that's it. Again, I think, like, fucking, again, a lot of the fucking Xbox games or fucking Microsoft Studios games or whatever are fucking great. Again, fucking love Halo, love fucking Forza, love fucking Gears, absolutely love my, wouldn't want to fucking deprive myself of fucking playing with them, but, playing those games, but, you know, I hate fucking, again, I hate jumping the gun, like, looking forward to, like, you know, next generation of consoles, but, this generation's already, like, fucking, like, 2.5 years out, you want to go with, like, traditional fucking, you know what I mean, 5-year cycle, it's like, oh, we're at the fucking halfway point, I guess, and it's fucking, you know what I mean, all these fucking games are coming to fucking PC, I'm just fucking, like, thinking, like, oh, well, if time comes to make, you know, buy a new fucking next-gen, like, real next-gen of consoles in fucking 2 years or whatever, and again, I'm thinking way far ahead, but, So I've always been fucking, you know, I gotta get them fucking day one, like as soon as I can, fucking early adopter, just fucking like whatever. I like being fucking like blown away by fucking like, you know, fucking new graphics and fucking getting used to fucking the new whatever of fucking the consoles, is fucking new dashboards, all that shit, and fucking getting used to the fucking machine, like whatever. So again, it's fucking this generation, like, has fucking been, like, so bad and fucking topping it all off by, like, fucking, oh, everything's just coming to fucking PC anyway. It's like, yeah, maybe I'll just fucking, and they announce new fucking machines, like, maybe that'll be my fucking cue to, like, all right, well, I'll just fucking skip those for a couple of years and, you know what I mean, fucking get a new PC or upgrade mine, and, like, I'll have to get a new one, I guess, because fucking, yeah, not get a fucking pre-built fucking thing from fucking Amazon this time, but, yeah, I mean, if I was, again, fucking far fucking forward thinking, just fucking like, maybe fucking this is the fucking generation that finally fucking broke me, you know what I mean? And fucking I'll just have to take a step back and just wait for everything to be fucking discounted fucking next time. Just, you know, again, this is, again, if I'm repeating myself, but that seems like the smart thing to do at this point anyway. And speaking of PC, I think I fucking made a segue every fucking chance I could this time. So, playing some Far Cry Primal on PC right before I recorded. Released on PC today, I guess. I think it was, as I said fucking before, I'm like, ah, fucking Far Cry is coming out like March 1st. I guess it already been out on consoles like a week earlier or something, but I don't know. I already had a fucking pre-order for like $30 from fucking, you know what I mean, on PC, so I didn't pay attention. Yeah, I played a couple hours of it, and it's pretty fucking cool. Definitely, you know, it's definitely a Far Cry game, but again, it's fucking takes place in, 10,000 BC or whatever, so there's no fucking guns. It's all fucking bow and arrow and clubs and spears and shit. And I'm really, really liking that setting. It's just something about fucking, you know what I mean? It's the tribal fucking, everybody's, you know, all the people are all fucking like grunting and fucking just like, I don't know, just that fucking, primitive fucking survival shit. And I really like that. Could be because I'm not too far removed from that myself. Maybe I was just fucking grunting and fucking like whatever, throwing animals on myself to keep warm. I don't know, but I really like it. You don't see it too much either in games. So it's fucking, maybe it's the novelty thing. I don't know, but, really, really gorgeous too. Fucking looks great. I mean, fucking the Far Cry game's usually pretty. But fucking Primal, it just says like, it's not really going for like realism really. I mean, fucking, it looks good, but it's fucking just has like a style to it. Like a fucking like art, you know, everything like a fucking wolf doesn't just look like a fucking like standard wolf. Like it's kind of like fucking like built. It almost reminds me of like fucking, like 300 or something. There's been a lot of fucking movie references. This fucking, I don't know why. I just stopped fucking watching more movies. I fucking turned to a movie podcast. But it reminds me of fucking, like, 300. I'm not even, like, the fucking, to a point, the fucking movie. But even, like, the comic where it's, like, fucking, like, ah, oh, well, you know what I mean? It's fucking people telling, like, stories and just fucking, like, embellishing, like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, just, like, a style to it. Just fucking, like, you know, a wolf's not just a fucking wolf. It's just fucking, like, giant, like, beast-looking thing. And it's fucking, you know what I mean? It's, yeah, I don't know. I dig it. I fucking like the style of the fucking Far Cry Primal. I think it looks great. Yeah, I mean, the gameplay itself is pretty standard fucking Far Cry. I mean, you open up the fucking menu and the map and shit, and, you know, gives you fucking a million things to do. Fucking collect, you know, go here, collect this, fucking skill trees to fucking upgrade. You gotta fucking, you know, skin animals to fucking upgrade your pouches and your fucking weapons and all that. All these fucking side quests popping up. And it's just, it's fucking right now, it's just fucking, as soon as I start playing, I'm like, I'm fucking definitely in the mood for this, really, really fucking talking to me right now. It's probably going to be my go-to game for a while anyway. I'm trying to think of what the fuck else is coming out. Like, I mean, The Division, I think, is the 18th, so, like, that's three weeks away or whatever, but, fucking, yeah. I mean, right now, I'm like, oh, as soon as I get off, I'm probably playing fucking Far Cry for a while. And again, I'm only a couple hours in, but already I'm like, I'm already liking this more than I did fucking Far Cry 4, just because Far Cry 4 is so similar to 3. I'm like, this is definitely fucking different. It's cool. Just to tack on a little rant at the end, I guess, because I feel like I've been lacking lately. Hearing fucking some fucking retard fucking retards bitching about fucking, oh, it's fucking racist or some fucking dumb shit. Because you're fucking like, oh, you're a fucking white caveman. You're fucking helping out fucking black cavemen. Like, oh, some fucking like white superiority, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. You're a bunch of fucking queers. You're playing as a fucking guy from one tribe and you're going into like a fucking foreign fucking area. And it's like, oh, hey, this tribe, all these fucking people here, they're black or, like, whatever. And it's just fucking like, hey, oh, hey, it's almost as if, I mean, there's fucking, like, different cultures in the fucking world or something. And, like, you know what I mean? Fucking this other fucking tribe or culture is fucking, has different skin color. That's fucking weird, isn't it? I mean, it's fucking almost like the real world. I mean, saying there's fucking different, like, you know, cultures with fucking beliefs and, you know what I mean? Fucking skin, like, who's the real racist, you fucking cunts? It's you, and you're a fucking bunch of faggots. That's my fucking high horse fucking I'm not racist, you are. It's gonna be my new fucking slogan. It'll be a fucking grunt free press slogan. I'm not the racist, you are. Yeah, that's it. Said to throw that in for something. Yeah, fucking this has been Absolute Deicide from gruntfreepress.com, and you have been listening to the Grunt Free Press podcast. And you can send any hate mail or questions or something. Just somebody send me something. Just little anything. I'll fucking, anything you want. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And I will read it and probably, make fun of you or call you a faggot or something. So, yeah, that's it. And, go fuck yourself and eat shit and all that fun stuff.
Would set the trees burn down.